The Bonneville Whitefish spawn will soon be underway, offering fast fishing at Bear Lake. We're taking out the tackle next on Western Life Radio. As we reflect on giving thanks this month, Sportsman's Warehouse would like to say thanks to you. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah and now has stores across the nation. We love being your local outfitter and sharing in your success stories and outdoor adventures. Check us out on the web at sportsmanswarehouse.com or come visit us, Utah born and Utah proud. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Connect with Bonneville Whitefish at Bear Lake during the next few weeks. Scott Tolentino with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources has the story.
Bonneville whitefish are going to be spawning here, and that's going to be an exciting time. We're expecting these whitefish to be about right on schedule, looking around Thanksgiving time, and that's always a fun time because people get some time off and spend time with the family, and so they're welcome to come up here and try their luck for some pretty unique fish that are found here and nowhere else in the world. The average size that people are going to be catching are anywhere from about 14 to 18 inches, with quite a few fish in the 20 to 22 inch range. And so these fish in that 20-inch range, they're up about 3 pounds or so. And like I said, it's nice because you can catch these fish. You don't necessarily need a boat. And a lot of people, at this time of the year, if the weather gets really rough, they don't want to bring a boat up to Bear Lake. But that's fine. Just bring a pair of some waders, and you could stand right along the shoreline there and cast from shore and catch these fish just as readily as you can from a boat. These fish are in shallow water, anywhere from about 3 to maybe 10 feet of water. And they like to come in along wherever there's rocky areas.
You do not need a boat. And this year, with the water being high, it's going to make life even better for any of the people that are shore-bound anglers. They can fish off the Utah State Park Marina here in Garden City, which should be fantastic fishing. But with the water being so high, we have rock in the water at First Point, Second Point, and all along Cisco Beach.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.